preparing the homily for this week, I came across the story. There was a man with his family at a church, knew the priest fairly well, and he was talking to them with his three or four kids after Mass. And so he bent down to the 10-year-old girl, said, "So, Sally, Betty, whatever, what'd you think of Mass today?" And much to the chagrin of her dad, she rolls her eyes, "Boring." I think we've all been there, right? We have to ask ourselves, why are we here? Because if we're here for any reason other than one, we're going to find ourselves bored because we want to be here to be entertained. We want to be here for ourselves to be fulfilled. It becomes about me. But we're not here because of me. We're here because of God. We're here because of what God wants to do in my life. And so I come. You know, if I'm here for the music or for hospitality or for the preaching, whatever, we're going to fall short. And we're going to become not fulfilled. So if we're here for anything other than to deepen that relationship that I have with Jesus Christ, to deepen my relationship that I have with the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, that is the one thing that is necessary. And it does not depend on my feelings or my emotions. It doesn't depend on what I am doing. It depends on what God is doing in my life. So what is it that God offers us at every celebration of the Mass? It is salvation history. Salvation history is encapsulated within every Mass. So I thought, I also had an opportunity this summer. I met when I was down at my niece's profession into a religious order. I met a young man who had recently converted into the Catholic faith. And he asked me, he goes, "Father, can you do like a teaching Mass where you can stop what you're doing throughout the Mass and just explain what you're doing and why we're doing it?" And so he said that he's been trying to get into this and he'd been trying to find people that could help him. And he said, the more people I talk to, he says, they don't know. We just do what we do. Why do I kneel when I kneel? Because it's the time to kneel. Why do I stand when I stand? Because it's the time to stand. What are the meanings behind what we do? And so I came back and I talked to our liturgical office in La Crosse, and pretty much I knew the answer, but I thought I'd check anyway. And he said, no, we really can't do that. But he said, you can do homilies on the meaning of the Mass and what lies behind what we do. And so I thought I'd do something a little bit different this Advent season. You let me know what you think. Because I asked that at the other Masses, and I've been getting some pretty good feedback. Do you want more homilies like what I'm going to give right now? Because what I was thinking at first is I could take like 5 minutes at the beginning of a homily and go through a little bit and then do that. But if I did that only 5 minutes at a time, once I started getting into this, I would be doing that probably for a year. So I thought maybe during this Advent season, when it's a time of something new, it's a time to open our hearts, to open our minds to how God is working in my life in a brand new way, I thought maybe we would walk back to the basics. And I was going through some of these things, and I'm remembering some things that I learned. But there's also some elements that I'm picking up for the very first time. Oftentimes, we need to be reminded. So just let me know what you think. One of the first things that we have to realize is, what is the church? I think we've all heard the church is sacramental. But what does that mean? I think a lot of times we hear that and we just, it's sacramental. Yeah, we got the 7 sacraments. We got baptism and confirmation, first communion, reconciliation. We got marriage, we have holy orders, we have anointing, we have all the sacraments. That's what it is to be a sacramental church. That's a part of it. But it is so much more Because just as in life, we use signs to point to something else. You know, if you're coming here this morning, you come to a octagon red sign with some letters, you don't even have to read English. You know what that means, because that's pretty much a universal sign. And what do? You stop. If I see that sign and I slow down and I roll it, and all of a sudden there's red lights on behind me, I know what's coming, right? It points to something in our culture that is more than just that stop sign. That stop sign does not force us to stop, but it's there, and we know what it is. We're immersed in it. The church does the very same thing with so many signs. We are a sacramental church. We use the visible to point to the invisible. And that is what it is to be a sacramental church. It's to take the material things that we use and they point to the invisible. We've got so many material things that we use, whether it's incense and holy water, all of these things that we use, the sign of the cross, these things, the stained glass windows, the statues, our beads, our rosaries, these are all things that we use that point to something else, that point to a reality, a deeper truth that goes beyond what I already know. Maybe some of these things we know, but maybe there's a deeper level that we don't know. Or maybe I think I know, and it's something completely different. So then we look at a church building. We know what a church building is, right? If we're driving down the street, we see a church. We might not know the specific denomination, but we know that that's a church building. And I know that I'm not going to go in there and get my groceries. I'm not going to go in there and get my shoes. I'm not going to go in there and get any of the things that I need. What is a church building? It is where we go to meet God. But more importantly, it is where God comes to meet us. Yes, we can go meet God in nature. We can come to Him in so many ways, but they're not the same. It is in the church, especially in the Holy Sacrament of the Mass, where God comes to us like in no other time, in no other place. Have you seen a church? Or when you see a church, have you ever thought about the spiritual aspects of that church? Or just seen the spires and the steeple and the material things? But it points to more. Because the church is the body of Christ. And like any body, it's got a face. And the doors of the church are the face of Christ. We read in John chapter 10, where Jesus is speaking as the good shepherd, I am the door. No one enters except through me. When we enter into a church, we enter into Christ's life in a very special, in a very real way. When Philip came to Christ, he asked him to show him the Father. And Jesus says, Philip, have I been with you for so long? And you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus is a sacramental image for his apostles of God the Father. They can hear him. They can see him. They can speak with him. All of these things. He was physically right there with them. And in him, they see the Father. In the church, we can see, we can hear, we can touch Christ. And through Him, we touch the Father. The church has that sacramental quality. When we enter into her doors, we're leaving the world behind. When we enter into her doors, we're entering into Christ in a very real and a very unique way. We're entering into God's domain. And through this sacramental sign, we enter into a deeper sense of that relationship. All of these things help us to grow in who we are as Christians. There's so much that point to Christ and through Him to the Father. I am the door, and whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in me and go out and find pasture. And so we come to Christ and we enter through the door. When we are hungry, we are fed, and then we take Him with us, and we go back. We go to our families. We go to our businesses. We go to our friends. We go back into the world, and we become depleted, and we need to be fed again, and so we come back to Christ, and we come back in through the door. entering into his life. In all of these ways, we'd grow in our relationship with God. And then we come together, and what do? At the very beginning of Mass, there's a bells ring. We all stand, right? And there's a procession. Although there's only a couple of people coming in procession, we're doing it as a symbol. We're doing it as a sign of everybody walking in procession. But not just us that are here. But all of humanity, from the very beginning, from Adam and Eve, Moses, King David, all of those that lived until the time of Christ, they were in a procession. They were waiting. They were in an advent, a time of anticipation, a time of hope, waiting for Christ to come. And so as we walk forward in procession, we are with them in procession, especially the Israelite people when they left the promise, or when they left the Egyptians. They were enslaved to sin. And so they left that behind. And so when we come through those doors, we leave behind for a bit our sin. We leave behind the world and we enter into God's domain with all of those people for all time. We come here for this time of Advent to prepare our hearts in a brand new way, to enter into that discipleship that God desires in a new way. In all of these things, we learn who we are. We learn what we are. We learn who it is God desires us to be. All of creation, as I said, was in that period of Advent that we join into during these few short weeks. And that is what we are called to recall sacramentally. Using the physical, using the things that we've been given to point to what lies behind them. It is the material things that we see as being very real, but it is the spiritual things that are truly real. We pray that we all have a very blessed Advent.
Today's announcements. Confessions will be held at noon today here at St. John's Church. The Knights of Columbus officers and directors will meet at St. John's School this Tuesday at 7 p.m. All members are welcome. The PCCW will meet this Thursday, December 6th, in the Fellowship Hall here at St. John's at 7 p.m. Please check the bulletin for Mass times for the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's a holy day of obligation. And script will be sold after Mass.
So in the bulletin, you will also find all of the times that we will be having extra confessions here at Holy Family Parish. The confessions will be here at St. John's just because it's easier for me to come across the street than to run up the other end of town. And there are also the times and the places where up at Eastman and in Gay's Mills as well for the Advent season. There are two holy days that, no matter what day they fall on, keep that obligatory aspect. And one is Christmas and the other is the Immaculate Conception. So this year, the Immaculate Conception does fall on a Saturday, meaning we need to plan a little bit because it is so for Friday night and Saturday morning, we will have masses of the Immaculate Conception. Next Saturday night does not count for two for one. Next Saturday evening Mass is a Mass of Advent. And so that information is all in the bulletin as well.